ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולרדנו בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת ראה, עד ראש חודש אלול זורדי דיס שבת בעזרת השם. And we always tell you that the first word ראה is ראשי תיבות, ראה אלול הגיע. That's basically we always read פרשת ראה around the beginning of the month of אלול. That's here the pasuk telling us over here, ראה אנוכי נותן לפניכם היום ברכה וקללה. So הקדוש ברוך הוא, he said everything's on the table in front of you. You have the ברכה, you have the קללה, ובחרת בחיים, למה תחיה אתה וזרעיך. Everything's in front of you. תק לגמרא תדע מסכת מנחות, בל תהר מסייעין אותו, בל תמות פותחין לו. So all, every person has a free will. You can do whatever you want to do, but הקדוש ברוך הוא is telling you, I want you to follow my mitzvot, so you can get all the brachot in the Torah. Anochi noten lefnechem hayom beracha u'kedula. I'm giving you brachot, I'm giving you also kedulot. But you choose what you want to pick. And that's what the pasuk is telling us over here. Just lemfarshim arbader, chaura, the word anochi, chaura, it's extra. Why? Re'e anochi noten lefnechem hayom beracha. I'm giving in front of you beracha u'kedula. What do you mean he's giving? Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving. So why do you need to tell me the word anochi at all? Re'e noten lefnechem hayom beracha uklala. Who's giving beracha uklala? Obviously referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do you need the word anochi? That's a question that Farshim they point out. There are some Farshim that they want to explain. They said, Re'e anochi, look at me, Moshe Rabbeinu, look at me and learn from me. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he was so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And anything Moshe Rabbeinu asks from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem does. That you have to learn how did Moshe Rabbeinu reach that high level. You have to emulate the tzaddikim, emulate the Talmidei Chachamim. That's what Chachamim tell us. The Pasuk said, Et Hashem Elokicha Tira Ubo Tudbak. You have to be glued kibyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could you be nedbak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Pasuk said, Ki Hashem Elokicha Esh Ochilahu El Kana. How could a person be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara said, when you are attached to Talmidei Chachamim, you learn from their ways, then everything, all the barakot are going to come to you. That's how the person gets attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by attaching himself to Talmidei Chachamim. That's what we told you many times. The Gemara Masechet Barakot tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu, he told Bnei Israel, he told them, Ve'ata Israel, Ma Adonai Elohecha Shoel Me'amach? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking from you already? Nothing special. קים ליראת השם אלוקיך ושמו מצוותיו ללכת בחוקיו and a few פסוקים and that these two פסוקים includes the whole Torah כולה. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu telling עם ישראל? What Hashem asking from you already? The Gemara said, אתו יראת שמיים קים ליראת השם אלוקיך, אתו יראת שמיים מלטה זוטרתה היא. Is this something small? יראת שמיים? Where is Moshe Rabbeinu asking from עם ישראל? אלא the Gemara says, אין לגבי משה מלטה זוטרתה היא. Said, you're right. For Moshe Rabbeinu, Yirat Shamayim is something simple, something easy. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, he thought everyone's like him. If Yirat Shamayim is easy for me, for sure it's easy for everyone else. So what is Hashem already asking from us? Only Yirat Shamayim, that's all. But we explained once, we said that this Gemara, Al-Khaura, it's hard to understand because Moshe Rabbeinu, he knows Am Israel. He told them a few times, ממרים הייתם השם יום דעתי אתכם כי ידעתי אחרי מותי כי יש חטא שחיתון וסרתם לדרך. He knows עם ישראל. He knows, יודע צדיק נפש בהמתו. He knows exactly who does he have. So what is he telling עם ישראל? What Hashem is asking from you already? Only יראת שמיים. יראת שמיים is something simple, something easy. יראת שמיים. Only יראת שמיים. What do you mean only יראת שמיים? So that's what what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Am Israel. The Gemara is answering that for Moshe Rabbeinu, Yirat Shamayim is something small. I understand that for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's something small. However, Moshe Rabbeinu is not talking to himself. He's talking to Am Israel. He's talking to Klal Am Israel. For them, it's something big. It's not something small. What is he telling them? What Hashem is already asking from you? Only Yirat Shamayim. For you, Yirat Shamayim is something easy. But for Am Israel, for us, that's the main goal that a person should reach. You see, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, before he passed away, what he told the students, he told them, "Yei rason sheyeh mora shamayim aleichem ki mora basar adam." You should fear shamayim. He told them, "That's it, Chacham. That's it. That's all the brachot." He told them, "Halvai. I wish you have this beracha. Do you see that it's something big? So what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, and Farshim they explain, we saw once a beautiful pirush. He said, what does it mean? In lagabe Moshe yirat shamayim letazu tartahi. What does it mean? The Gemara doesn't want to tell us that for Moshe Rabbeinu yirat shamayim something easy. No, that's we're not talking about Moshe. Moshe is talking to us. For us, something big. Ela, Moshe was telling Am Yisrael, if you are surrounded by Talmidei Chachamim, if you're living next to Talmidei Chachamim, then Yirat Shamayim is going to be easy for you as well. Why? Because when a person he is living around Talmidei Chachamim, the Pasuk said, Olechet Chachamim Yichkam. You live around people that are tzaddikim, automatically you're going to learn from their ways, you're going to become tzaddik just like them. So in legabe Moshe, what's legabe Moshe? If you're sitting next to Moshe Rabbeinu, if all your life surrounding Moshe Rabbeinu, then Yirat Shamayim for you is also something small. That's what the Farshim explained. Here, the some Farshim they want to explain. Re'e Anuchi, what's Anuchi? Moshe Rabbeinu. How did I reach that level? Because I was always serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. For you, if you have easier job, be surrounded with Talmidei Chachamim, then you're gonna get all the brachot. That's what one pirush, but we have to understand the chaura. As I said, the word anochi, the chaura, sounds extra. We need to understand it. Also, the pasuk says here, anochi noten efnechem hayom. Today I'm giving you berachan kilala, and tomorrow there's no berachan kilala, and yesterday there was no berachan kilala. It's always. What's hayom? And if one time is not enough, Moshe Rabbeinu repeats it second time. Et berachah shet shmeon zvot Hashem elokechem, asher anochi mitzvei etchem hayom. And if that's not enough, what is this already? Three times hayom. I understand, I got it. What's three times hayom? What is this? We're talking about Taman, Achlu, hayom, Kishabat, hayom, Lashem, hayom, Lotum Sahu, Besadeh. What is this? So it's also we have to understand Bezrat Shem. I saw something interesting that the Baal HaTorim brings down over here. He brings down. By the way, what I told you, that the Midrash Tanah Huma Baal HaTorim brings it down. He said, Re'e Anuchi Pirush Memeni Tir'u V'chein Ta'asu. Okay, but we'll get to our point now. He said, Et HaBeracha Asher Tishme'u, Baal HaTorim writes, Et HaBeracha, the word Et, Aleph to Tav. He said, HaBrachot, they're coming from A to Z, to Am Yisrael. Me'alef Atav, where do you see them? He said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Berachot to Am Yisrael, here Berachot that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Am Yisrael in Parashat Kitavo, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, he told it to Am Yisrael, even though it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, he told him what to write. But the main Berachot in Parashat Bechukotai, when Hashem gave the Berachot to Am Yisrael, how did the Berachot start it? אם בחוקותיי תלכו, ובזכותיי תשמרו ועשיתם אותם, ונתיק ישמכם בעתם, ונתנו אז סיבולה, ועשו לדת טמפריון, and so on, all the ברכות, the poor on top of you. That's where the ברכות ends. אם בחוקותיי תלכו לסטארט, and the end, והולך אתכם קוממיות. There's tough at the end. The ברכות from א' to tough. That's the ברכות. But הכללות ובכללה, מבב ועדהן. What's vav ve'adhe? Said meveim lo tshme'u li parashat b'chukotai. Where do the kilalot end over there? Asher tzva Hashem b'yad Moshe. Moshe ends with the he. So the kilalot start with the vav and the end with he. Ulkach amar ve'hakilala im lo tshme'u. Said et ha'beracha, the berachot are coming from alif to taf. והכללה doesn't say את הכללה אם לא תשמעו והכללה וה את הכללות start from the letter vav the end with the letter ה those are the כללות that Hashem gave to Am Yisrael in פרשת בחוקותיי. That's what the Baal HaTorim brings down. However, I saw the Farshim they point out that לכאורה what Baal HaTorim wrote over here that goes against the Gemara. Because we have Gemara in Masechet Baba Batra, Daf Pechet Amud Bet, the Gemara tells us here, Amar Bi Levi, Bo Reish, Lokim Dat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dat Basar Vadam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Birach Et Yisrael, Be'esrim Ushtayim, V'Kullilan B'Shmoneh. When Hashem gave Berachot to Am Yisrael, He gave them Berachot with 22 letters, but the Klalot, they came only in 8 letters. What does that mean? The Berachot, 22 letters from Aleph to Taf. אם בחוקותיי תלכו, אני בעולם לכם כממיות. וכללן בשמונה, ואם בחוקותיי תמאסו, עד אונו וואי דגמרה, שוז, ואם בחוקותיי תמאסו, וואי דין סטארט, ואם לא תשמעו לי ולא תעשו את כל הדברים האלה, עד אונו. That's a side mode, but whatever it is, it starts with the letter vav. ואם בחוקותיי תמאסו, עד, ואת חוקותיי געלה נפשם. That's the end of the קללות מפרשת בחוקותיי. געלה נפשם. נפשם, after this פסוק, ואת חוקותיי געלה נפשם, the פסוק continues, ואף גם זאת בהיותם בארץ ובהם, לא מייסים ולא געתים מכללותם, the ברכות are already over, the קללות are already over. Where the ברכות started, where the ברכות ended, the ברכות started with א', ended with ת', ברכות חלקה במיות, but the קללות started, ואם בחוקותיי תמאסו, they ended, ואת חוקותיי געלה נפשם ודמם. How many letters you have between Vav and Mem? You have eight letters between Vav and Mem. That's what all in Farshim to explain. Mevav ve'ad Mem is shmoneh otiyot. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he blessed Am Israel with 22 letters of the all alphabet from A to Z, Aleph to Taf. But the Kelalot, there were small Kelalot. From where? From Vav to Mem. Ve'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to give berachot to Am Israel by parashat kitabo, sefer devarim, berechan b'shmoneh v'kellelan b'22. Exactly the opposite. He gave them berachot with eight, haud with eight, mevehaya im shamoa tishme'o en zvotai, ad, what the pasuk ends over there, and parashat kitabo, the berachot, the start, vehaya im shamoa tishme'o b'kol Hashem Elokecha. And where the brachot end? Lalechet acharei elokim acherim le'obdam. With the mem. You start with the vav, to end with the mem. How many letters between vav and mem? You just said eight letters. That's the brachot. And the kilalot, where the kilalot starts from? Let's see what the Gemara said. V'kelelan b'22, v'haya im lo tishma, ad v'en kone. V'haya im lo tishma b'kol Hashem Elokecha. That's where the kelalot start when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the kelalot. Where the kelalot end? Ve'et makartim shem lo yibem la'avadim v'shfachot ve'in kone. Ve'in kone, the end with the letter he. Between vav and he, you have the whole loop. Between vav, you have to go until the end of the aleph bet, start the second cycle until the letter he. That's all 22 letters. It means he gave them kelalot, Moshe Rabbeinu, to Am Israel with 22 letters. And Moshe's berachot was only 8 letters. That's exactly the opposite from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Am Israel. Hashem blessed us with 22 letters in b'chukotai telechu until va'olechten kumimiyut, alif to taf, and the kilalot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'im lo tshme'u li until v'chukotai ga'ala nefshem mem, from bav to mem. That's what he said. That's exactly the opposite from what Ba'al HaTorim here is telling us. Ba'al HaTorim, what is he telling us? Hashem gave us et ha'beracha ashet tshme'u, and veha kilala, vav he. Those are the kilalot, vav and he. That's not what the Gemara said. Who gave us kilalot with vav and he? That's Moshe Rabbeinu, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem who blessed us from Aleph to Tav, when Hashem gave us the kilalot, he didn't give the kilalot from vav to he. He gave us the kilalot from where? From vav to mem. That's what we said. So what about HaTorim? He starts like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he ends like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Chaura. We have to understand what's going on. It's basically, it's also brought down the Midrash also. The Midrash Rabbah, Parashat B'chukotai, also he brings something similar. The Midrash tells us in Parashat B'chukotai, Parashat L'medhe, right at the beginning, Siman Aleph, Im B'chukotai Telechu, Hadahu D'chtib, Hashabti D'rachai, V'ashiba Raglai L'edotecha. What's Hashabti D'rachai? There are a few Pirushim here in the Midrash. רבי מנחם חתנה דרבי אלעזר בר אבינה אמר חשבתי דרכי חשבתי מה שכתבת לנו בתורה אם בחוקותיי תלכו מה כתיבת מן ונתתי שלום בארץ ואם לא תשמעו לי מה כתיבת מן ויאספתי לסירתכם שבע על חטאותיכם. אני מדרש קונטינוס היר רבי אבא ברד רבי חייב שם רבי יונתן אמר חשבתי ברכות וחשבתי כללות הברכות מאלף ועטף אם בחוקותיי בארץ הכממיות מאלף עטב. והכללות מוו ועד ה. וו ועד ה. Where is וו ועד ה? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu gave them. So that's exactly goes like Baal HaTorim. We have the Gemara tell us something else. We have to understand what's going on over here. ולא עוד אלא, הקללות הן הפוכות מוו until ה'. That's from Vav until He. That's going, you have to go from Vav and then the end by He. You have to go the cycle. But Berachot from A to Z, going straight forward. Amar Beabin, Im Zechitem, Harene Hofech Lachem Akilalot Lebrachot. Veim Atae, Keshetchmeru Torati, Hadot Chdibim Behokotai Telecho. So that's here what the Midrash sounds like. It goes like Rabbah Turim. You have to understand what's going on. They have also similar Midrash also in our parasha. And Midrash Tanhuma also brings down similar to Midrash Rabbah, just like Baal HaTorim. You have to understand Be'ezer Hashem what's going on. Just before we continue, I told you here that according to the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu, He gave us Berachot from Aleph until Tav, and the Kilalot, Ve'im Lot Shme'oli, until Ve'et Hakotai Ga'ala Nafsham, from Vav until Mem, Ga'ala Nafsham. He said, that's what the Pasuk says by Harban Beit HaMikdash. The Pasuk said the Malachim, they were crying on Harban Beit HaMikdash. After they saw all the tzarot, all the klalot, they came to Am Yisrael. Even the Malachim, they were crying. Pasuk Nishaya said, Hen er elam tza'ako chutza, Malachi shalom marib kayun. The Malachim, kibayachol, they were crying. What does it mean? Hen er elam tza'ako chutza. Farshin bring a remez, a hint. Said, Hen, the word Hen, we said the Gemara told us in Masechet Baba Batra we just read that Hashem's Kilalot started from Vav ended with Mem. That means there's no Kilalot from HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the letter Vav, from Aleph until He there's no Kilalot, and from Mem until Tav there's also no Kilalot. However, the Malachim, they saw so many tzarot, they came to Am Yisrael, so many Kilalot, Am Yisrael, they were cursed by Harban Beit HaMikdash. And they saw that really there's kilalot even before the vav. What's the letter before the vav? That's a he. And we saw there's also kilalot after the mem, which is the nun. It said he and nun. Hen er elam tza'aku chutza. Said what does mean? It said they saw that the Hasu Shalom, the kilalot are coming also from before and after. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed them. It sounds like there's more kilalot. Where are they coming from? Therefore, the malachim they were crying on this. That's what them fashim they bring as a small remiss. However, could explain, we know that we have Gemara, Masechet Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells us over there, Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says over there, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Bet, that brings Men Hashem Hashem in Rahom Vehanun, Erechapayim Vereb Hesed Vehemet. The Gemara brings down Hashem Hashem, why two times Hashem? The Gemara said, Aniu Hashem Lefne Sheyechita Adam, Vani Hashem Leachar Sheyechita Vehasev Yashu Betshuva. That means the Kaddish Hashem is Midat HaRachamim. Hashem, Hashem, El Rahum Bahadun. Shlosh Hashem, Midat HaRachamim, Deusa. Hashem is Midat HaRachamim, not Elohim. Hashem. Hashem, Hashem. The first Hashem is the Kaddish Baruch Hu. He loves the person before he sins. He sends him Berachot and only good he sends him. That's before the person sins. But after the person sins, now, probably now Kaddish Baruch Hu has to punish him. He bring a Kelalot or no. Ela, the Gemara said, Hashem, after the person, even after the person sins, if he's going to do Teshuvah, Hashem is also going to be mercy to him, merciful to him, just like he was before. Unlike Basar Vadam, if someone sinned for you, he did something bad to you, sinned something terrible to you, and after that he came, he asked you for Mechila. You would, if you would forgive him, tell him, I forgive you and everything, but still deep inside you, you feel, you know, he did something bad to me. So you forgive him, but your connection with him is not going to be the same. You're not going to be so close to him like you used to be before. But the Kaddish Baruch Hu said, no, exactly the same thing. Hashem, Hashem. Ani Hashem kodem sheyechita Adam. Kodem sheyechita Hashem. Kodem sheyechita Adam. Ani Hashem lachar sheyechita v'yashuv b'tshuva. That's what the Gemara brings down. And the Gemara continues over there. It said, Hashem, Hashem, in rahum v'hanun. Zirahum. Hashem, Hashem, in rahum. Erech apayim v'rab chesed v'emet. ורב חסד ואמת. What's רב חסד? מתקה לפי חסד. He does חסדים. He does למעלה משורת הדין. לפני משורת הדין. ואמת, what's אמת? אמת, יקוב בדין את הארץ. Exactly what the person deserved. So לכאורה, is it ורב חסד or אמת? The Gemara brings down here. ולך רבי אלעזר רמה כתיב ולך אדוני חסד כי אתה תשלם לאיש כמעשהו. הקדוש ברוך הוא דוד המלך סטיין רבונו של העולם יודו a lot of חסדים with us. Why? כי אתה תשלם לאיש כמעשהו, because you punish the person according exactly to what he does. תשלם לאיש כמעשהו, he does something good, you reward him, he does something bad, you punish him, therefore you're doing חסדים. What kind of חסד is this? ולך השם חסד, why לך השם חסד? כי אתה תשלם לאיש כמעשהו. That's what we have the מגיד מדובנה, the famous מגיד מדובנה that he told us over here. He says, משל, he brings משל, like always, every time מגיד מדובנה, everything has משל for it. Everything, whatever, anything has משל for it, and the משל קולע על המטרה ולא יחטי. Once you reminded me, once they asked the מגיד מדובנה, they asked them, חכם, how come every question people ask you, right away bring משל, and the משל, perfect match. So how come people try to bring other hachayim, try to bring mishalim, they're not so good like you? Why? How do you do it? And he told him, listen, do you ever saw someone that he, you know, he takes the arrow and he have all the, how do you call it, the circles that they would, he has to put in the small circle in the middle. So he said, some people, you know, whatever it is. So some people, they take the arrow and they try to aim to the middle, but they miss a little bit. So he told them, that's what people do. But the smart people, what do? First, they throw the arrow. Wherever the arrow goes, then you build the circles around it. So, so that's what he told them. So then I work backwards. So first I send the arrow, then we try to build it. So here, he told them, "Ulcha Hashem hased ki ata tashalem le'ish ki ma'aseh." What is this? He told them, Mashal, there was a guy in the olden days. He was a farmer. He was walking from place to place, and something happened on the way. The belt of his galabia broke. He needed something, you know, to hold his... he's holding also stuff on him. He needs a rope. So he saw... He was passing next to one of the houses. He saw a strong rope outside. So he didn't think twice. He took the knife, cut the rope, and he used it. But he didn't pay attention. After he cut the rope, all of a sudden he heard boom, sort of explosion. What happened? He said there was a guy, he made a big party, and they didn't used to have lights, used to have a big chandelier with oil, and they light it, and they hanged it up with the rope on the roof. And that rope, it happened that he cut that rope, and all the chandelier with all the oil and the fire and everything fell on top of the people, on top of the food, and that's what happened. Now they went outside to see right away who's that person, and they saw him trying still, you know, to fix his belt, you know, after. Then he told him, "Hello, what are you doing? Take a look what you did inside." Then he told him, "Okay, what do you want from me? I didn't know that that's what it is. You knew, you didn't know, it doesn't make any difference. Look what happened." Then they put him in jail until to decide, the judge is going to decide what is he going to do with him. Then the judge, he saw that his tamim standing in front of him. "Why did you cut the rope?" He told him, "What am I going to tell you?" He said, "Listen, I needed my belt broke, so I needed the rope, so I cut it. I didn't know that big chandelier is hanged up on that rope. I didn't know that." Then the judge, he told him, "Listen, you must pay the owner of the simcha how much the rope cost, $2, you must pay him $2. That's a psak din." Then they heard this, said, the shofet, what's going on? Said, "Take a look how much damage he caused us." Said, "Yeah, but he didn't know about all this damage that he caused. He thought that he's only cutting a rope, so he has to pay the rope." That's what the Magid Dubna said, this is the mashal. The mashal, when a person sins, he sinned. Everyone, when a person sins, we don't know what we're doing with our sin by ulamot al-yunim. If the person would have known that the smallest abira the person does over here, he caused a lot of damage up there, we don't know. We don't know what we causing with our abirot. We don't know. No wonder we see many times the hachayin, they're mahmir, and so many abirot, that we don't understand. Why is it so hamur? What's the big deal? I wore clothing, I didn't check it for sha'atnes. What's the big deal? We don't understand what this Avira is causing Bashamayim. We don't understand. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Wulcha Adonai Hasid. Why is it Hasid? Ki etah teshalem le'ish ki ma'asehu. You punish the person based on his action, not based on the outcome of his action. That's the Hasid HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us. That just like that judge, he told that farmer, you have to pay the money, the cost of that robe. That's the same thing. Wulcha Hashem Hasid ki etah teshalem le'ish ki ma'asehu. That's here what the Gemara said here. Wulcha Hashem Hasid. That's one pasuk. Different pasuk said, Wuchtib ki etah teshalem le'ish ki ma'asehu. So that's the same pasuk. How could that be? We explained it here the way Magid Mdubna explained it. The Gemara explains over here. Batehala ki ata teshlem leish ki ma'asehu. Ul basof ul kha Hashem hasid. So what the Gemara is saying over here said, in the beginning, Hashem, he sees a person who did something bad. Yes, so punish him for it. He punish him for it. But then, with the punishment, he send him the Rahmanut also in the punishment. He doesn't send the Chas v'Shalom, the Makkah, that the person shouldn't handle it. He send it also with Hesed. That's what the Gemara says over here. And the Gemara continues, V'rab Hesed v'emet, we said, Hashem, Hashem, Irachom v'Hanun, Irachapayim, V'rab Hesed v'emet. Ilfa Rameh, the Gemara said, Chacham's name Ilfa. He has a question. It says, V'rab Hesed. It sounds like he's doing Hasadim. Ukhti v'emet. How could that be? He said, same idea. But tehala ve'emet, v'sofer ab-hesed. Similar idea, that when Hashem, he sees a person who did Avira, he has to wake him up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't enjoy when he punishes a person. Chas v'shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he loves Am Yisrael. He doesn't enjoy when he sees the person getting punished. The Gemara, the Mishnah, Masechet Sanhedrin tell us, כשה אדם שרוי בצער שכינה מלשון אומרה, Kal ani miroshi. Rashi explains over there, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibiyachol is saying, kabed alai roshi, my head is hurting, I have a headache. How can I see Am Yisrael suffering? Chas v'shalom. Pasuk said, Ammo anuchi betzara. So even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to wake us up, said he does it, you know, with a nice way, how to wake us up. Rav Chesed, in the beginning, emet. He has to follow the emet. Hashem erach v'am v'chesed v'emet. Hashem is emet. V'Hashem Elokim emet. He has to do everything. Beracha v'kelara. You have both in front of you. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brings it also berachmanut. So the person, we should get the when a person gets a punishment, what's the reason of the punishment? So you should do teshuba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it in such a way that the person should understand and he's going to come closer to him. If that's the case, then he does not need all the punishment. You see, Hakim tell us, Rashi brings down, and the Parashat Nitzavim, after the Moshe Rabbeinu gave them all the kilalot in Parashat Kitavo, Am Yisrael, horiku penehem. They couldn't stand. Said, who could stand on this kilalot? Each kilalot is scarier than the other. Who's going to stand with this kilalot? The Am Yisrael, they were terrified. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, don't worry. Said, אתם נצבים היום כולכם. הרבה חעסתם לפני המקום. אני still around. Hashem did not, חס ושלום, wipe you out, חס ושלום. He's still around. So what are you scared of? That's what Rashi brings down. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Am Yisrael. Nefarshim, they ask, said, is Moshe Rabbeinu trying to tell Am Yisrael that don't worry, do Avirot? It's okay, don't worry. Hashem, he did a lot of Avirot. He's still around. Nothing happened. That means, as if Chas v'Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying a different word, Chas v'Shalom. All the klalot in Parashat Kitavo, don't worry about it. It's okay. Hashem is not going to bring it. Why? Because you sinned a lot and nothing happened to you. Elas, is that what Moshe Rabbeinu, Chas v'Shalom, is saying? Tell Am Yisrael? Cannot be. Elah what? Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Am Yisrael, what's the purpose when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings klalot to the person? What's the purpose of the klalot? So the person should wake up and do teshuvah. And if you, Am Yisrael, horiku penechem, you got so scared from the kelalot, then you got the purpose of the kelalot. I do not need to bring the actual kelalot on you. Why? Because the lesson behind the kelalot, you got it already. If you are penechem, horiku penechem, there's no need to bring your kelalot anymore. That's what here the Mefarshim tell us. That's the idea here that Gemara is bringing out over here. V'rab chesed v'emet. There is emet, Hashem Elokechem emet, but there is also chesed in that emet. But to explain a little bit more, we all know the famous Gemara. The Gemara brings down a famous story that the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Elazar, famous story, the Gemara Moed Katan Daftet, that he went in front of two hachamim, Rabbi Natan Amsir, Rabbi Natan, a few hachamim, two hachamim he went in front of them, Rabbi Natan ben Amsir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. And the Gemara brings down over here that they were learning Masechet Nedarim in front of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and and they told them that now they have to go back to their town. So they told them goodbye. Told the Hakam that it was nice being with you, teaching us and learning from your Torah. It's nice being next to you to hear your Hadushim Torah. But now we have to go back to our town. All right, that's what they told them. Then Fradum Menu. The Gemara brings down here Be'urta. That's what they did at night. At night, the Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai had shiur. They came to his shiur at night. They told him, Hakam, tomorrow we're going back to our country. It was nice being with you. Thank you. Hazak shalom. Shalom an Israel. Litzafra, hadur v'kam f'tarim inne. Next morning, they came again to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Told him, Hakam, now we're going back to our town. Thank you. It was nice being to hear your Hiddushim. Amar lehu, v'la f'tiritu minnai be'urta. Didn't you tell me goodbye last night while you came again now in the morning? Amru le, lematanu rabbeinu, tamid shenaftar mirabo, vilan beotah ha'ir, sarech lepater menu pa'am aheret. Shnei mar b'yom sheni shedachat ha'am v'chule. So you taught us when we sat next to you, you taught us that if a student, he departed from his rabbi at night, and it happened to be that he slept in that town before he departed, next morning, before he leaves, he has to ask again, he has to go to depart from his rabbi a second time. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai saw that they are good people. They are whatever he told them, they're keeping 100%. So he told his son Rabbi Elazar, these two hakim, they look like they're real Talmidei Hakim. Go get beracha from them. And he went to get beracha from them, and they started cursing him. Started cursing him. Everyone knows the story over here. I don't know if we should be ma'arich on the story. So they started cursing him. They told him a lot of curses. Yehira ava, detezra'a ve'lo tahsad. So we're blessing you. You should plant and you should not harvest. Te'ayil ve'la tapuk. Said you should bring merchandise in to the store and you're never going to sell it. To poke below ta'il, and the opposite. You should send the merchandise to the customer. They shouldn't pay you. Lihrub betach. Said lihrub betach. I don't know what they told him. Lihrub betach. What's lihrub betach? Your house should be destroyed. Velitub ushpizach. Said the place that you're hosted by, it should be strong, and nothing should happen to it. Lebelbel peturach. Your table should always be upside down. Vela tehzeh shetahadata. You shouldn't see a new year. That's the brachot they give him. What kind of brachot? Kelalot. Haziti came crying back to his father. Rabbi Elazar came crying to his father. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Ki ata legabe abu, amar le, lom baya de baruch ela berichuni, aval tzi'ore tzi'oran. Not only they didn't give him brachot, they were cursing me. Each curse worse than the other. Shem Shmor. Amar le, may amru lach? What they told you? Amar le, hachi be'achi. Amar le, hanach kullehu berchata ninu. All what they told you, they're all berachot. How? Tizra'a ve'lo tahtzad. They told you that you should plant and you should never harvest. That means you should bring kids to the world. And the children should not die, chas v'shalom, in your lifetime. So it shouldn't be like you harvested them, chas v'shalom. They should be around. That tizra'a ve'lo tahtzad. Tolid banim vela yamutu. Ta'il vela tepok. What does mean? You should bring in and don't send out. What is this? Ta'il kalata. You should bring kalot to your house, kalot to your sons, and your sons, none of your sons should die, so the kalot should go back to their parents. Tapik vela ta'il. What is this? You should, your daughters should get married to their husband, and their husband should not die, so they shouldn't come back to you. לחרוב ביתך ולטיוב ושפיזך. Your house should be destroyed. How could you explain this as a beracha? I told them that the house should be destroyed and the place you're hosted by should stay strong. Said, what's the house of the person? The Pasuk in Tehillim said, קרבם בתמו לעולם. משכין אותם לדור ודור. What's קרבם בתמו לעולם? The Gemara explained it here. אל תקרא קרבם בתמו לעולם, אלא קיברם בתמו לעולם. The kibber of the person, that's the real house. When the person until tahiyat al-matim, that's his real house. When a person is living here in his house over here that he bought, that is only is visiting over here. It's only hosted in this house. So this house should be strong, and your real house, which is the kibar, should be destroyed. That means you should live for arachut yamim. Lebelbel peturach, what does it mean? Lebelbel peturach, bebaneh ubnata. You should have a lot of boys and girls, children, grandchildren should always come to you. They're going to spill the wine on the table. They're going to flip the table upside down. That's the samha, real samha in the house. You shouldn't see New Year. How could that be a barakah? Told him, "Delatimut intitach, velatin sab intita hariti." So your wife should not die in your lifetime. And you shouldn't get to marry a different wife. The pasuk said, "Ki kahi shisha hadasha, lo yitzibat tzava, velo yabor alav lechol dabar, naki yeh lebeto shana ihat, v'smach tashto shel lakach." You should have a new year with his wife. That means your wife should not die, and shouldn't come. You shouldn't come to see a new year, which is referring to a new wife. That's all the brachot that they gave him. So you see from here, sometimes a person he sees kilalot. But really, it's not kelot, it's berachot. Now, Farshim, really, they tried to explain, said, how come if these two hakarim, they wanted to give him berachot, why they have to give him the berachot from the back door? Tell him straight berachot, why not? Tell him straight berachot. Ela, there are a few pirushim that Farshim they give, if I'm not mistaken, probably the Maharsha, or one of them Farshim they bring down. They said that really, these two hakarim, they said, who are we to give berachot to the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Who are we? He has such a holy father like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. We are learning Torah from him. And he's the biggest Talmid Chacham. And he's sending his son, so us, we should give him Berachot. Let his father give him Berachot. But if he send him to us, what are we going to do? So they did it in a way, so his father is going to give him the Berachot. How? If they're going to give him the Berachot straight out, just like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai told it to him, then he's going to come back to his father. What happened? Yeah, they gave me Berachot. Thank you so much. Chazak Baruch. Next. But now that they did it in a different way, now his father, he has to explain the Berachot that they gave him. When while his father is explaining the Berachot, his father is blessing his son. So that's the real Berachot. You're blessing your son. That's what I want to better Berachot than this. Person is blessing his own son. That's the best Berachot. I told you a few times that I remember a long time ago. We used to go to the shiur of Hakam Yom Tov Yadid Alav Shalom. It was the Hakam Rashi of Aram Tzoba. We used to go to his shiurim, and in the beginning I didn't know what's going on. I used to see a person walking into the shiur. The person who's walking into the shiur, he said Baruch Haba. And the people who are sitting in the shiur said Baruch HaNimtza. Usually we do the opposite. So the person walking in, we tell him Baruch Haba, come in. They tell Baruchim, Baruchim Nimtzaim. But they said by them it's the opposite. So I don't understand what's going on. I asked Hakam Busidus what's going on. So he told me, listen, the person's walking inside Beit HaMidrash. You're giving him Beracha, Baruch Haba. Do you really care that much about that person? For sure, you're blessing him. You care about him and you can a lot, whatever. But your bracha probably is going to be 90%, 95%, 99%. But it's not going to be 100%. Why? Because really, why are you giving blessing the other person and you're not blessing yourself? Therefore, said when he walks in, he said, Baruch Haba. Now he's blessing himself. When a person is blessing himself, of course he wants 100% bracha. And when we, sitting over here, we say, Baruch HaNimtza, we are blessing ourselves. Now, we got 100% beracha, he got 100% beracha. That's better than when he walks in and he told us, Baruchim HaNimtzaim, we tell him Baruch Haba. Now, he gave us 95% beracha, we gave him 95% beracha. We lost. Better off, each one should get his own beracha. So that's what he said. Here, when the father is blessing his own child, of course, he's going to give him the beracha. That's a beracha. So that's here why they told him the berachot in such a way. That's here what Hakim will tell us. That's one of the Pirushim. But I saw in different Pirushim, if Yismach Moshe, he brings down, he said, there are times that if Am Yisrael deserve to get the Berachot, that means if Am Yisrael, they are following the Mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%, then Hashem is going to give them Berachot, Befirush, Berachot that are real Berachot. And there's nothing to be scared of the Mukatragim, because the Mukatragim, they see, Amisrael, they're keeping the Mitzvot. They deserve all the Berachot. However, he said, when Amisrael, they do not deserve the Berachot, Hashem, he gives Berachot to Amisrael in Lashon of Kelala. The Psukim sounds like Kelalot, but really it's Berachot. How is it Berachot? He said, how could Lechrob Betach could be Beracha? He said, yeah, it could be Beracha. And matter of fact, if you open up the Gemara, the Masechet Berachot, all the Barhedia over there in Daf Nun Vav, the Gemara brings down Abaye and Rabbah, both of them. But don't ask me how. Both of them, they used to come to Barhedia. He was Poter Halamot, and both of them, the same night, one Hakam he told them that the Akriyun Bichelmai, Banim uBanot Tolid, Velo Yulach Kielechu Beshebi. That's a scary pasuk. So he came in front of Barhedia. One Hakam, Barhedia explained it to Abaye, he explained it to him for good. Told him that pasuk is a good pasuk. Why? Bani ubanot tolid velo yulach ki elechu b'shebi. What does it mean? You're gonna give birth. You're gonna have children, boys and girls, and they're gonna get married, and they're not gonna come back to you. That means their parents, their husband or their spouse, they're not gonna die. They're not gonna come back to you. Velo yulach. They're not gonna stay in your house. What is b'shebi? Each one's going to go to his own house. It looks like they're going b'shebi. That's how he explained in the pasuk, because he used to pay him money to Barhedia. Rabbah, he didn't used to pay him money. So he used to explain him the pasuk. Simple meaning what it means. Bani banut yulo yelechu b'shebi chas b'shalom. That's how he used to explain. Many psukim that Gemara brings down, all the psukim that he used to see in their dream, all of them from Parashat Kitabo. And for every pasuk, Barhedia, he has a good pirush for this psukim. If that's Barhedia, he was a goy, he was a rasha. And the Abaye, he used to pay him money, he used to explain, interpret the dream for him for good. Rabbah didn't used to pay him money, he used to interpret the dream for him for bad. Until at the end, the Gemara said that Rabbah, he cursed Barhedia. He cursed him that all of this, it was in your hand to interpret the psukim for the good, and you're interpreting the psukim the ra'ah, chas v'shalom. Then he cursed him. At the end, the Gemara brings down that how they killed him, the Romans, how they killed him. That's a scary death he died, Barhedia. So that's what the Gemara brings down, that all the psukim, Parashat Kitabot, they were all kilalot, but Kadosh Baruch Hu, he knows how to flip them. ויהפוך השם אלוקיך עליך את הכללה לברכה. השם, he knows how to flip the ברכות. The כללות could turn into ברכות. So that's what the Baal Yismach Moshe brings down. He said, if I'm Israel, they're worthy, Hashem is going to give us ברכות. How? Like all the ברכות. והיהם שמוע שמע בכל השם אלוקיך, ובאו עליך כל הברכות האלה וסיגוך, כי שמע בכל השם אלוקיך. Simple ברכות. There's nothing to be scared from מקטרגים. However, when I'm Israel, do not deserve the ברכות, then Hashem gives us berachot in the kilalot words. But the problem is, he asked the Yismach Moshe, he said, when Hashem is going to give us kilalot, it are really berachot, but it sounds like kilalot. He said, the Mkatragim, they're going to answer amen after him. The Mkatragim said, oh, that's what you're cursing Am Yisrael? Amen. They answer amen. How could that be? Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't find a different way how to bless Am Yisrael only in the way which sounds like a curse. Eli said, don't worry, never mind their amen. Why? Because the amen follows the main intention of the person saying the bracha. Since that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one who's giving us this berachot, but he's saying it in a form of kilalot, the intention is berachot. So even if the Mekatragim, they're going to answer amen, they're answering amen for berachot, not for kilalot. That's here what the Mefarshim they bring down. And really, all these things, it could be Berachot also. That's what, when this will come to the Hatam Sofer. We have the Hatam Sofer in Torat Moshe. It brings down here in the beginning of the parasha, the Samech Tet Amud Bet. He quotes here also the Midrash Rabbah in this week's parasha. Re'e Anuchi Noten Efnechem Hayom Berachah Uklala. B'Midrash Rabbah Ita. ראה אנוכי הלכה אדם מישראל, מהו שיהיה מותר לו לקרות את תוכחה בקריאות הרבה? Are you allowed to break the עלייה of the תוכחות for few olim, or one olim should get all the kill alone. The midrash brings down lemedunu rabotenu ain mafsikim ba kill alone. Why not? Amar bechana bar gamda lefi shekatub musar adonai bini al temas ve al takotz betochahto. אל תעשה תוכחות קוצין קוצין. אל תקוץ בתוכחתו. Don't cut the כללות. Split it into few עולים. No. One person should get all the כללות. תחאורה, it makes more sense. חזית, why are you putting all the כללות in one person? Split it among, you know, I don't know. Split it among all of them. One person, no. One person should take the whole thing. חזית, why is it like this? It's not fashion, they explain. I said, no. All these כללות are really ברכות. But, there are sometimes a Kadosh Baruch Hu has to cut and paste. He has to cut a few letters from here to paste it to different few letters in the Kelalot themselves. From the Tuchachot, few letters from here, he puts it in different word that turns into Beracha. Okay? A few times the Ben Ishchai also brings a few ideas like this, but that's what Farshim they said. So if you're going to split the Aliyot, the Kelalot, into few aliyot, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what if we're going to need to take few letters from the first few psukim to attach it to the last psukim? It's already different ole. How could you attach his berachot from here to there? You cannot attach it. Therefore, let one person read all the kelalot. Why? Because now we could cut and paste. Could switch everything to turn into berachot. We told you once that Maran Ahidah, he brings down beautiful Pirush. It's not now Parashat Kitabo, but we're dealing with it now. Said the pasuk over there said, "Shorecha tabuach le'enecha, ve'lo tochal menu. Hamorecha gazum lefanecha, ve'lo yashub lach. Sonecha nitonot le'oyobecha, ve'en lecha moshiyah." Scary pasuk. Maran Ahidah brings down. He said the pasuk said, "Ve'yafoch Adonai Elohecha lecha et hakelala lebracha." Hashem is going to flip the kelalot into berachot. How is he going to flip it? He knows how. But he said, just to give you example, Maran Ahidah says, if you take that pasuk Shorecha tabuach le'enecha, if you read it backwards, simple to understand. Ve'yafoch, just read it backwards. You get beracha. Same pasuk. He says, simple understanding. Just read the pasuk from back. Backwards, it's a simple backwards. You get beracha. How do you read it? It said, "Moshiach lecha, ve'en le'oyebecha netinot zonecha. Lach yashub, ve'lo lefanecha gazul hamorecha. Menu tochal, ve'lo le'enecha tabuach shorecha." So if you read it backwards, what a beautiful beracha. You read it straight, it's kelala. You read it backwards, it's beracha. I said, that's just an example. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows how to flip all this kelalot, he knows how to flip it and to turn into berachot. That's what here the Mefarshim tell us. Therefore, you're not supposed to split all the kelalot into few people. That's what the Midrash Rabbah brings this idea. You're not allowed to cut the kelalot, Parashat Kitabot, to few olim. Where does he bring this halakha? In this week's parasha, Parashat Re'eh. He asked the Hatam Sofer, he said, it's not the place for it. Ha'im umnam דהירינן בעניין ברכה וכללה ועניין הר גרזים ועניין הר עיבל מכל מקום אין שייכות לדברי המדרש בכאן לשאול אם מפסיקים בכללות כי אם לכמן פרשת כתבו let the מדרש bring this הלכה פרשת כתבו why is it over here? I understand we're talking about ברכה וכללה we're talking about ברכות but the main ברכות וכללות פרשת כתבו why the מדרש chose to teach us this הלכה only here by us? So he's מעריך over here ויש לומר כך, דלכאורה, משמע דהכללות נתנו על תנאי. אם ישמרו לעשות, לא יתקיימו. ברכה, what the pasuk says? את הברכה אשר תשמעון. What אשר תשמעון? I know you're going to listen, I'm going to send you the ברכות. והכללה, אם לא תשמעו. When Hashem is going to send us כללות, only if you're not going to listen to the מצוות of Hashem. So he said, what happened if עם ישראל, they're all going to be צדיקים? What's going to be now with the kelalot? Nimtza, she'im yekeimu Yisrael kol ha-Torah kula ka'ashir hafiz Hashem, nimtza, she'nechtiba perashat ha-kelalot lebatala. If Am Yisrael, they're going to keep the mitzvot 100%, it means all the kelalot, perashat kitabo, they're all going to be erased. With no one needs the kelalot. Could that be? Is one letter of the Torah is going to be destroyed? Chas v'shalom, what is this? And here, if Am Yisrael, they're going to keep the mitzvot, there's no need. You could erase 3-4 pages of Parashat Kitabo. How could that be? חס ושלום, רק לדעת בי. ובאמת, לא ייפול ארסה דבר אחד מכל התורה כולה, אפילו עוד אחד, אפילו קוצו של יוד. זה רק לדעת בי. אבל האמת, כל הכללות ברכות הן. עוד הכללות הרבה ברכות. וחתום, ויהפוך אדוני אלוהיך לך את הכללה לברכה. ובנדרש הנעלם בזוהר חדש, איתה להדיה, איך שאליהו נביא ביאר לרשבי, רבי שמעון בר יוחאי, איך התפרשו כל הכתובים האלה בהפך לברכה. ואם כן, נהפוכו. ודת סקס, נהפוכו. How is it נהפוכו? שכללות, they're gonna be with עם ישראל forever. What does mean? If עם ישראל... They're not going to keep them as well. Then Hashem is going to send them kelalot to wake them up. Then to go back, then they're going to get the brachot. But if Am Israel, they're keeping them as well, then get the brachot. That's what it says here. ויימכן נהפוך אשר כללות קיימות לעולם, שאם אין עושים רסונו של מקום, פשיטה שיקבלו כל האמור בעניין. ואם יהיו עושים רסונו של מקום, יתהפכו אותם כללות, יהיו בהפך, יהיו לברכות. So that's what he tells us over here. He said, with this we could understand. He said, "L'chaora kashe, איך נתן הקדוש ברוך הוא כללות? הרי קיים עלן, אין דבר רע יורד מן השמיים. הפסוק said clearly, ומפי עליון לא תצא הרעות והטוב. How could הקדוש ברוך הוא, מקור הטוב, is sending us כללות? How could that be? אלא והשתה, תשפיר, דה כללות אינם כללות באמת. כי אם לפי הם מובן, אבל באמת ברכות הם. וזה פירוש הפסוק ראה אנוכי, פירוש מה שאנוכי הנותן. I am, הקדוש ברוך הוא, I'm giving you this ברכות, from here you should see that the כללות, they're not really the כללות, they are ברכות. And the proof that they are really ברכות, how do you know this? Because they have the Rabbi Meir per Mishlan, he tells us, he said beautiful פירוש, הפסוק said תהלים, רבות רעות צדיק ומכולם יצילנו אדוני. What is this? He said רבות רעות צדיק. He said, if you count how many words you have in the Kelalot, how many do you have in the Kelalot? He said, Rabot Ra'ot. What's the gematria of Ra'ot? Ra'ot, Taf and Resh 600, 676. 676 letters you have in the Kelalot. He said, all those that are in the Kelalot, Rabot Ra'ot. You have Ra'ot in the Kelalot. But umkulam yitzulenu Hashem. What must yitzulenu Hashem? He said, in the Kelalot, Hashem, Hashem is also mentioned in the Kelalot. Yud-Kivav-Ki, Hashem. What's the gematria of Hashem, Hashem? 26. How many times Hashem's name is mentioned in the Kelalot of Parashat Kitabo? How many times? So if you count them, you get 26 times. So 26 times 26, 676 exactly. So Rabot Ra'ot Tzadik, the Kelalot, they look scary. They're Ra'ot. Mukulam Yisraelinu Hashem. Hashem that his... With us in the Kelalot, Hashem, 26 times written over there, that's going to save us from all the Kelalot. So you don't have to worry about this. So if that's the case, there's nothing to worry about. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not giving us Kelalot. They're all Berachot. אבל באמת הברכה אשר תשמעו, הברכה היא על תנאי, שנאמרה שאם לא תשמעו, לא תברכו, אבל הכללות בלא תנאי. Now this, now he tells us here, he said, והשתה תשפיר במדרש שהתחלנו, why? דלכאורה פשיט עלן שלא יפסיקו הכללות. כמו שאמר במדרש עצמו לקמן, כיוון שצריך לברך ברכות תורה, ואין כבודו של הקדוש ברוך הוא להתברך על הכללות. תכתיב עמו אנוכי בצרה. עין שם במדרש. אבל השתד תכתיב ראה אנוכי נותן לפניכם היום, מוכח שגם הכללות לברכות יחשבו. על עבדת צדקה, סירו נתנת תספלט את הכללות. why? because they're not כללות. מכולם יצלנו השם. שם השם is mentioned also over there. And that's here what the Hatam Sofer is telling us over here. And now with this, we come back to our what we started with the Baal HaTurim in the beginning. We said the Baal HaTurim tells us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Berachot from where? From Aleph to Taf. Im b'chokot ha'telechu, ba'orech ha'kem ha'miyut, Aleph to Taf. The Kelalot, ve'im lo tshmi'u li, until hey. Baal HaTurim writes the Gemara said until mem. But the Baal HaTurim writes, he said, until hey, how? Biyad Moshe. From Vav Vim Lot Shmi'uli until Biyad Moshe. So that's Biyad Moshe from Vav to hey. That's what Baal HaTurim wrote us over here. That's what he said. Re et ha-beracha asher shmi'u ve-ha-kelala. Vav hey, kelala. The kelalot from Vav to hey. This is good if he's counting the kelalot from Vav to hey. בתגמרה סייד הכללות ארף אומר, ארף פום וו ונטל מים. פום וו ונטל מים, you have only 8 letters from וו to מים. And you have only 8 letters from there. But he says, if you're going to continue like the Midrash, the Midrash goes exactly like Ba'ala Turim. So from Vav to He, all from Vav to He, the Kelalot, that are from Vav to He. But the Brachot are also, where they come in the Brachot from here? From Aleph to Tav. And the Kelalot from Vav to He, that's going all cycle, all again. That means also, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he cursed Am Israel from Vav to He. What's from Vav to Hey? 22 letters again. Again, the whole cycle, backward, not backwards, you're going to go straight and start a new cycle. Also 22 letters. So Hashem, he sent us Berachot from Aleph to Tav, and the Kelalot are also from Aleph to Tav, but they start from Vav, then the letter Hey. They do the cycle, they go around. They're also 22 letters. How could that be? Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Hashem, Hashem, my name is written over there, they're not Kelalot. You're getting only Berachot. That's what the Pasuk tells us over here. Re'e Anochi, noten lefnechem hayom. What's Anochi? My name. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you look at my name. My name is written in the middle of the Kelalot. How many times written? 26 times. 26 times, Gematria of 26, Shem Hashem. That's 676. That's how many letters you have in the Kelalot himself. So look at my name is mentioned in the middle of the Kelalot. Do you think I enjoy punishing you, Chas v'Shalom? I said, Adrabah. I said, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu, they're all Berachot, Hashem sent to wake up Am Yisrael. He sent us Berachot, so we should understand it. That's what the Pasuk is telling us over here, Re'e Anochi. Look at my name that's written inside the Kelalot, then you're going to know that I also, when I wrote the curses, it started from Vav, it ended to He. Not only Het, like the Gemara said, you see, like the Midrash said, from Aleph to Tav, from Vav until He. That's all 22 letters. Not only 8 letters, like the Gemara said. Why the Midrash is adding more Kelalot? If the Gemara said Hashem cursed us with 8 letters only, from Vav until Mem, why are you adding more? He said also by Kelalot, also Parashat B'Hakotai, the Gemara stopped where? With Hakotai Ga'ala Nafsham. However, if you're going to continue until all the way until the end of the Kelalot in Parashat B'Hakotai, where do the end? The Gemara stops, as I said, with Hakotai Ga'ala Nafsham, with the Mem. But if you continue all the way until the end, ואף גם זאת ביותם בארץ ובהם לא מסתים ולא געתים לחלותם, and you continue, and where do the end? Also with the hay. אלה החוקים ומשפטים ותורות אשר נתן אדוני בינו ובין בן ישראל בהר סיני ביד משה. So they also start from the Kelalot, they start from Vav, the end from the end by hay. There's also 22 letters. How could that be? אלה really they're not Kelalot, they're only Berachot. And but for us to understand that really inside the Kelalot they are written Berachot, a simple person, he reads it, he sees Kelalot in front of him. He doesn't see Berachot. When a person reads them, he doesn't see all the Berachot. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? All these are really Berachot, but you need time to understand it, just like Bar Hedya, we said, he explained all the Psukim, just like Rabbi Eliyahu Nabi explained to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you need time to understand that the Kelalot are illi Berachot. And the Gemara tells us, "Ein Adam Omed Adat Rabbo, illa until after 4 years." The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, how do you know this? The Gemara brings the Pasuk. Pasuk said, "Velo natan Adonai lachem ladaat, lachem leb ladaat, ve'enayim lerot, ve'uznayim lishmua, ad hayom hazeh." Until today. Why until today? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu told them this Pasuk, at the end of the 4 years, he told them, now you start to understand what your Rabbi meant 4 years ago. Ein Adam Yored Al Sof Da'at Rabbo, Ela Al Sof 40 Shana. That's here also what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Am Israel. Re'e Anochi, look at Hashem's name written inside the Kelalot. Noten Lefnechem Hayom. Now that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling, when he told them all this Sefer Devarim Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of the 4 years. Today, Hayom, now we could understand that really they're all Berachot. Now we could go deep into the your Rebbe's mind, and you could understand that they're all really Berachot. That's what the Pasuk tells us. Et ha-Berachah ashet shme'o, that the Berachot come from Aleph to Tav, but also the Kelalot, also from Vav to Hey, they're also 22 letters. They're also Berachot. Let's hear what the Hakim is telling us over here. All the Berachot, Hashem's sent to Am Israel, just like Hatam Sofer also, he told us the really old berachot, even though they sound like kelalot, but really they're not kelalot, they're only berachot. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give to Am Israel. They send us all the berachot. But only, as I said, the person shouldn't think, on the other hand, Chas v'Shalom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can do whatever he want, and don't worry about it. He said in the beginning, he said when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw Am Israel, he said, Horiku penehem. He said, if that's Horiku penehem, only from listening to the kelalot, that's enough. That's the whole purpose of the kelalot. So you did not need to bring kelalot anymore. Adrabah, now we could flip all the kelalot, turn them into berachot. That's now we pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu that they should send us only berachot Be'ezer Hashem, should be zoche Be'ezer Hashem to call berachot ha'ktuvot b'Torah. Amen ve'amen. הרבה חננה מנחשה אומר, עשה כדוש ברוך הוא.